Fucked up shit.
Darren fucking smoking them vocals just scorched your signal.
Made it all blow up. Screaming to the mic. I'm that good.
Why are you so loud over there? 12, try that again. Sing into your mic.
Shaking it on the microphone.
Oh, that's because I'm special and I have special needs.
That's because
his input volume is too high.
That's because the gain is too high.
12 inches.
Too high.
Haha, you're in everyone else's microphone. You just think that's your microphone.
Checking it. Checking your mother.
All right, try that one out.
Yeah, how about that?
Try that.
That's fine with me.
All right. Enough of that bullshit. Now you tie your mic over there now, Scotty.
Checking it from a distance of 12 inches.
Yeah, because
you're
singing through
Cause that's where I'll be.
Singing through like a frickin' vocal performance mic. No, not
that's yeah. Wonderful.
You shouldn't have that microphone.
I don't know.
You are so jealous of my
shouldn't
mic.
Shouldn't even have that.
Bitch got mic envy. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't want it over here.
That's the way it is up in
here. We pick up drums and all that shit.
Come on now. Y'all can be like that. You can be a hater. That's all right.
I can hear your freaking balls flop over to the other side of your boxer seam. That's how sensitive that microphone is.
That's
right there.
A beautiful thing. I assume that he knew I was the greatest singer in the room. And that's
listen to it. Here it is. That was it. Did you hear that? That was Scotty's balls shifting over his boxer seams to the other side through his sensitive microphone.
That was exactly wow. Right.
Sounded like a pig sleeping.
You know, and just sort of shifted.
I feel a little violated.
A little flick
in my
of the hip and.
Hip.
And the ball shift. You gotta give a little tug. You know, you gotta give a little tug up for the shift. Because they have to clear the absolute crotch area.
You don't want to get hung up mid-ball either.
Exactly.
You get like one ball over and the other one's hanging off the other side of the seam. It's it's discomforting.
Oh, it's terrible.
Discomforting. There's no question about it.
The old split sack.
Once one ball decides to go over, the other one's got to follow.
It's like male camel toe.
Yeah, right.
It hurts like
it. It hurts like a mother.
Split sack, that's right.
Or
you heard it here first.
Split sack.
KGNU.
Camel toe is reality for men. It can happen. You get a split ball over your seam, it's going to happen.
You're going to have to expect things like that in life.
Wait, where are we?
Who,
we're
what? Which band are we?
Signal.
All right.
Here we go.
What are we playing?
Don't even worry.
Oh, Jesus.
Ready?
Ready.
One, two. Fuck you.
You by
I'm aside, watching you, that is my soul.
I am going to try to leave a little space where it's just bass and vocals. Okay, ease up, dude. You are uptight.
It's just the rhythm is so easy. All right, here we go.
Hold on.
Home very late, so tired, you're so late. 12 hours have come and gone. You're putting something comfortable on now. Hey, little lady, I will take your load off. Tell me all about it, then I will take your clothes off. You come home very late, so tired, you're so. Tub is full, candlelight by your side, washing you, that is my soul. And now that you are in the mood, lay on down, let me take care of you. Do you wanna feel relaxed? Now the tub is full, don't even worry, we're not in a hurry, baby. Get down. I jacked that last section of that chorus up pretty good.
Dude, get it right.
Frankly,
get it right.
I'm disappointed in all of you.
I don't know. I can't sing this.
I mean, compared to the 16-year-olds.
I can't take this.
All right. I appreciate your sarcasm.
Got to get it right, man. You have to get it right. Or don't do it at all.
Thanks for projecting.
I think he just likes the microphone a little too much.
Appreciate the projecting.
No. You get it right or you don't do it at all.
Of course.
All right.
I couldn't be held to
exactly.
A more specific,
that's the standard you set.
As we should all be held to.
Or you'll be fined according to your contract.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have any kind of standards, what
do
the
it
fuck
right.
are you? Just be a lump of crap.
Don't do it at all.
Got to have some kind of attention.
Well, let's do it right.
Yep.
It's easy, man. It's so easy.
But that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
It was.
That was pretty good. It might have been a little fast.
I liked it.
I thought it was right on.
Yeah, we'll go for something right in the middle, and it'll be perfect.
Or we can play something else and come back to it. You know, if you just want to, like, leave it for a moment.
That's all right.
All right, let's do it.
I've sung that about 1,000 times.
Yeah, we know this bitch.
I just wish there was a real this hat for Crash is... Absolutely.
It's
killing my drumming experience, man.
Yes, it will. I should have warned you and told you to brought some cymbals.
Everything else is fine. It's, man, it's just this patinaed, it's like something from the early Roman era. Something they might have clad some multiple shields with or something.
Early Bronze Age.
Clad the front of their barges with them or something.
Hi-hats make great cymbals.
Listen to this baby ring.
Yeah!
That's like punk, man.
It is. Yeah, I think the kit sounds really cool. It's a very total divergence for what I'm used to hearing.
Right. That's the best thing I've ever heard it called. Divergence.
It's a totally different sound.
Being on vacation.
Ooh, yeah!
Just play death metal.
Sing a song about one little lady.
Here we go. We're gonna sing this one real comfortable like.
Everybody just lay back.
Think about relax. Sitting there in the red Naugahyde lounge with
have yourself
Naugahyde.
Little red candle holders. Blaring away at you.
The
you
faceted candle holders.
Somebody just gave you. Gave you Roy Rogers. With a shot of whiskey in it. So it was your birthday.
Hey, Scotty, play the rhythm with that fucking pitch shifter and just play one string at a time. Like one, just the one string. But play the octave of it. Here we go. Of course, you'll have to switch that when it comes to solo time.
The lick, the intro lick. I'm trying to decide about what I really thought about that.
Would it even sound good in that tone? Probably not.
No, I was going to load up that octaver for that high point in the solo, actually, to add a little bit to it. Because
Like we set the pace with like some foreshadowing of a different feel at the beginning of the song to accommodate for that total departure from what we're used to.
Right. Now, yeah, I'm just having trouble acclimating to the shifting all the way through. Sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I can't do it. I can't play the solo part like that. I can play the high point of the solo like that.
Not the low part. Okay, let's rock it normally. Here we go.
Let's do it.
you, that is my soul. Now that you are in the moon. Lay on down, let me take care of you. Do you wanna feel relaxed? Now the dove is full. Don't even worry, we're not in a hurry, baby. With you, I'll never be. Can't you get down? I know you know how. With you, I'm always.
Because we sort of meant it to be really kind of hideous.
It was meant to be hit. Is meant to be what?
I was gonna try to make as most of a douche-like presentation as possible, because I've been accused of being douchey in the past.
Or at least smelling douchey.
Douche.
I was auditioning some of my music in a vehicle with a couple of drunk women in their mid-20s, outside in a bar parking lot. We'll just say at the Dark Horse parking lot. smoking legal liberal stuff in the car as we getting our drunk on, of course.
Called you a douche?
Yes, I played my music and the attention span of the females was limited, and I did not sound too self-indulgent. They were not paying attention to my music, of course. So I brought this to their attention. I said, "Silence! Silence, ladies! You must silence yourself. Stifle it, women."
I'm trying to perform here.
Stow it.
You got to.
Stow it. Well, needless to say, I was called a douche.
Douche.
As a result of my efforts. Yes.
Maybe on the demon show, when we, every time anybody says Uther, we'll say the douche.
The douche.
Then you could have the deuce and the douche.
Exactly. Not to be confused.
Not to be confused.
Quickly.
Yes.
Oh, you'd be so easily confused.
That was a good set, though. I liked that recording.
Yes.
I closed my eyes and I just pictured it like you weren't here, and it was great. It was great when you weren't here.
Much better when I couldn't see you.
Yes. When I can't see you, it's beautiful.
I'm the king of everything. you with me? So you like me for my mansion and my staff and my enormous aquatic gardens make you laugh. We'll jump right in and live the dream, swimming through my exotic bloodstream. I am the king of all that I can. King of everything. Yeah, I am the king of everything. You say you like me for my zeppelin and my yachts and my rockets I gave away to astronauts. We'll take a breath and hold it in. Feel the pulse of imperial sin. I am the king in the world and mine too. I got to have you. I need to love you. I want you with me.
How come that is not the vibe I get when I hear that song on your album? Because that is way better than the vibe I get from your album.
Well, that's because that's loose and
that was
easy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Goes to, hey,
that was definitely the first time we ever did it that
and
way.
Make it structured.
Yeah. Dude, hey. But the way it starts off, starting it slow like that, I like that. That's a good way to start that song.
Hey, the old drummer's got to take a break off the old kit here.
All right.
Just a wee bit.
Very good. That'll give me a pausing point and a stop in putting the recording.
Smoke a bottle. You finally all settled down and relaxed there.
That was good. Oh, yeah, we got off a good four songs.